Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We just had a wonderful gathering in Fort Mills, South Carolina at Morning Star. Pat and I got a chance to go there, and it was an amazing thing. If you didn't read the book, The Call, I encourage you to read it. It is a prophetic encounter with God that Rick Joyner had, and he talks about three different armies, and it's almost you can begin to hear the trumpet sound for this third army. I mean, obviously it hasn't formed yet because you can just see the condition of the church and the envy and the jealousy and the self, and it's like, I'm going to do this thing. It's like, no, we're going to do this. We are going to do this thing, you know, right?
Right.
And then they go, no, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to do it. It's like, okay, we're the first army still. And so, spiritual army. And so, that just a powerful thing. But I know when we were riding, you know, we drove, something about
somebody
flying
did.
And, you know, riding the frontier, and I don't know what it is, and body fluids,
not flying the frontier,
and
right?
Sneezing on a small aircraft. You know, I don't know. It's not. We just went. We drove. Okay, it was in Pat's limousine. It was nice, man. We're like an airbag. We drove there.
Wow.
On an air. It was
airbag or love seat? Love seat with wheels, or was it that comfortable?
Well, I guess it could have been a love seat
after the first hour. No.
No.
It was comfortable, but he's so used to luxury.
Is
and
that
all
what
these
it
things.
Is? Okay.
I'm thinking, man, I mean, you know my truck, right? He's like, we have to take my limousine. There's
we
no
have
way.
To take. Wow. So,
yeah, he
to.
couldn't even
sensitive.
Survive.
Very sensitive.
I believe in suffering. I ride on a board.
Yes.
Right?
That's a 2x12. That's
a 2x12. 2x4. That'd be a little ridiculous.
Still
be like your bike seat. Anyway, that's a 2x2. Turn inwards. Anyway, so that, you know, we get there in this journey, I'm just feeling it in my spirit, you know, as we're driving this beautiful drive of all the leaves are changing and Pat's telling me they're different colors.
You can't see.
No.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just by faith, you know, that's a red leaf. And I could see some colors. And it just felt like the clarion call, the beginning of this third army. It's a beginning. You know, and we hadn't got there yet, so we had no idea what to expect. And based on reports of those who have been to these gatherings over the years, I had a chance to go to Jacksonville. I think it's called Life Church over there in Jacksonville, where there's been some harvest gatherings over there with Rick Joyner and L.J.
Leonard Jones
and Don Parter. And got a chance to meet David Valar. Is it Valor? Valor. And they said, we have all this skill up here, and you have Don in jeans and a shirt, and you have LJ, you know,
Leonard Jones in
jeans and a shirt, and you have these young guys, you know, in like tight boots, like they're actually military or something.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans, hanging shirt, fancy ball cap. And when it got to them, how they described them, says, man, they dress nice. But these other guys were skilled, you know, and they are skilled. I mean, man, David. Oh, my goodness. I love to hear David. Old Soul and some other things. I got a new release called Wild Love that's come out, and hopefully we'll make that available on the VFN Torch. But you want to get it's not just, I mean, it's not a ministry. It's what we always talk about. It's an apostolic hub of what God is doing. And it's kingdom. That's it. It's kingdom, and the music that comes out of that experience, which is all around the places, but it gathers every now and then, is it will just bless you. And I know when Don Parter got up, and all I could describe is you could have somebody pointing a water hose at you and spraying you once with a water hose. You can have somebody spraying you with a fire hose, or you can have a tsunami coming at you that doesn't stop. And but not aggressive, not aggression, but just this constant awesome bombardment of anointing and flow the moment he begins to play, and it just comes at you. And as soon as he stops, we forgive you for stopping him. And all of a sudden it's just like, and it's like, oh, heaven. It reminds me of this. We're going to go to break and come back because we're going to talk about the summit. We just got back. It reminds me of 90 Minutes in Heaven when he, you can be thinking about the name.
Don Piper.
We have this on the VFN Torch for you. And he went to heaven. He got in a car accident. He left his body, immediately went to heaven. He spent obviously 90 minutes there, 90 minutes. Hence, 90 minutes in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about talking about eight hours in heaven that we're going to be talking about soon. We just haven't got a chance to let John go there and come back. He didn't come back.
Nope, gone.
No, Rick Joyner spent 8 hours there. But anyway, so that he, as soon as he got to heaven, awesome wonders, awesome things. You could see this on the VFN torch, but he actually could hear the worship going on in heaven. And it was like all kinds of songs being sung at the very same time, but you could hear every one of them distinctively. And but you also had angels hovering over the masses of people in heaven, and they were flapping their wings, and their wings were like brushing each other. You could hear the brush of the angels' wings, which is causing all this sound to go forward the throne of God. And he said the sound just traveled through you. And I believe that Pat and I just experienced what Don Piper, that piece of heaven.
Yeah.
Because it was going to you and through you. And the only thing you could say once he stopped is like, where do you get the CD? You know? And it was just amazing. And heaven is going to be great. We got more to talk about the summit. I mean, some awesome things about, you know, what's taken place, you know, building for 1,000 years. You know, imagine that the Christian America has yet to begin, that it's actually a futuristic thing that has yet to even manifest, about how important it is if you really want to be able to win the Gentiles, the non-Jews, you have to begin to think about the Jews. Okay, I think the best way to define the summit is, if you had to title it, is We're Not Crazy Gathering, right?
Absolutely.
I think everybody went there, not everybody, but the majority of folks went there, because this was about people that are hearing the call to the harvest and what God's doing. Mm. And as you've been listening to VFN TV, the data radio program, you know, we don't want those things to be true. We don't want what we're hearing and seeing in visions and dreams and what God is revealing to us and others that we know. We don't want that. I mean, who wants that? But if that's what God, who is in charge, is saying is going to happen, then we have no choice but to be watchmen on the wall. But this is a chance where we could go gather with other people who hear from the Lord and find out. It's like, okay, we could be missing this thing by 50%, 80%. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're getting just know in part and prophesy in part. And we went maybe 1,000, 800, 1,000 folks from around the world, right?
Yeah, at least.
And that are hearing from the Lord. And the interesting thing, not only the speakers on the stage, but those just gathering with us are hearing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, serious same thing. The fear of the Lord is beginning to shudder those who hear the Lord, not close them up, but just the fluttering of the hearts, and that we should feel that way. When God's speaking, we should tremble. When children have done wrong before their father, and he's tolerated it for a long time, and he's coming in, and he's expressing, I am very disappointed about this, there should be fear and trembling in the household. Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be dishonor. What's the big deal? He'll get beyond this. You know, he let us get away with it before. There comes a point in time when our cup is full. And so we can say this, based on our experience at the summit in Fort Mills, that every prophetic word that we've been sharing about the coming crisis, the financial crisis, the famine, the terrorist in the nation, and ISIS, and division and strife, the children of the light versus children of the day, you know, the Rules for Radical, Saul Alinsky series, the heart of Nehemiah, you know, and that was totally confirmed about. In regards to that's, we have it, you know, we got to rebuild the walls of the church in America through the heart of Nehemiah, understanding that Nehemiah was writing that from a place of bondage, to the point he says, even every part of our body is under control of this oppressive government. And we're kind of heading in that direction. And so I would say, I mean, you know, wouldn't you say, Pat, that if it was, there were so many confirmations.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of all of them.
But I mean, overall, in regards to, you know, what we've already said and we've made known to our audience, I mean,
absolutely,
yeah,
yeah,
Yeah.
All is very confirming.
Yeah. Do you feel like that any direction that we've been going in at this point is contradictory to what others are hearing to hear?
Not at all. Not at all. We're right on track.
Right on track. Hmm. And sad to say, I'm not. We're not. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, this is like, oh my goodness, at Boulevard, right? And so, but with that, you know that it's a time of suffering to bring us to a place of repentance so that God can do what he plans to do with us. It's not like it's over. It's not the end of the world or nothing. Mm-hmm. But you know, when a child who has high expectations from his parents or her parents comes home with an F on their report card, they think the world's over.
That's
because
right.
They know that dad or mom's going to deal with that situation.
As they know it'll be over, right?
Right. Or the teacher calls. You remember those days when the teacher would call and it meant something in the household? Mm-hmm. And they were always feared the teacher calling. But now the kid actually accuses the teacher to the parent and says, oh, he don't know what he's doing. Everybody doesn't like him. And he's like, oh my goodness. What happened to the respect that used to be in the classroom? I mean, every kid feared that. Where did you get my number from, right?
You're it's like, what unlisted.
What are they saying? I got to go play now. But I'm gone. I've got to go. And so, you know, understand that God loves us. God loves America. This nation exists because God's allowed it to exist and he has plans for us. And, we need to wake up. You know, we need to wake up and respond. So if you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch and the drop down menu on there, VFNTV.com, the VFN Torch, you'll see prophecies. I encourage you to go there and eventually real soon we'll have the prophecies over America. Specifically kind of separated from that so you can just read what's being said, you know, over the country. I think what was really exciting in this was everything, but understand that we need to build for 1,000 years. Mm. Of all the things, because so many people have this fatalism, you know, like a kid thinks it's over. They really think it's over and they're getting disciplined. You're going to be on restriction for 6 weeks and it's like, the world as you know it is like, it's just like I might as well just die. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to see my friends for 6 weeks. You know, I can't text for a day, you know, all these different things kids say. And they really feel that way, but it's not true. That's not the reality. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks and it's discipline. Well, it will feel like, I think, that things are over, but that's not the reality. That if we follow the Lord and abide with the Lord, then you know, God will keep us in it and keep us through it. Even if it's like David, when David had to go through that time of intense discipline and many lives were lost when finally, which will be based on what we're hearing, God will keep us. You know, God will keep us through that. Build him for 1,000 years because understand the Lord is going to redeem the earth. He's going to redeem. You remember a new... He's going to redeem it for 1,000 years. He's going to rule, and he has plans for all this. But it's his plans, not our plans. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And one thing I thought was also interesting. Imagine this. Imagine if so far in America, what we've had is a pre-Christian church, pre-Christian nation. I mean, just envision for me for a moment that if what we've had so far. There's been some good things and some horrific things, but not as horrific as other nations, but there's been some horrific things, that we have yet to enter into what we should be as a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big, I mean, that just opens all kinds of possibilities because non-Christian nations become Christian nations. They come from great debauchery and darkness and, you know, bribery and just murder and mayhem. And one day, they come after God, and then they go from all this darkness to becoming a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Which means if somebody who never had any grit at all can go from all that darkness to trusting God, turning to God, making him Lord over the nation, becomes a Christian nation, how much more can a nation that has a grid, how much easier it is for a nation that has a grid, that has, you know, biblical Judeo-Christian foundational foundation parts of our nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so much more easier to imagine, but it's like this lose factor is all that, you know, we're going to lose this thing. And it's like, well, you never really had it.
Right.
God allowed us to be in it, But, you know, we weren't here fighting for the Revolutionary War from the king. You know, it wasn't us.
Right.
And if you really look at our own personal life and the mistakes that we've made, you know, prior to being saved and maybe after being saved, that, you know, we contributed to a lot of the issues of today. And it's just at the cross where God brings things mm-hmm. to life. It's at the cross where the two enemies become one. So I want to encourage you, begin to think that if a dark nation who never knew God can become a Christian nation, how much more can a nation who has a Christian foundation, at least a grid, because think about it, you know, the fact that slavery existed to a certain point is we never fully entered into the expectations of God till later, much later
yeah.
on.
Which is going to take a paradigm shift, because that's the whole idea. I think many people think that it is a Christian nation. Yet, in fact, the statistics and the things that we know, the fruit of it is that, no, it's not. But we can.
We're known by our fruit. And, you know, we've had Christians in America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Christians in government, powerful Christians, and powerful moves of God. Second Great Awakening, First Great Awakening, the outpourings that have happened. And, but yeah, imagine the fullness of that, you know, happen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.